The Guards Are Making Out, Now's Our Chance, by Stephanie D, read by...
Aether,
God of Laundry Baskets,
Pazax,
Little Red Robin Hood,
and CC Rambles.
I really don't see the fun of this.
Aelin complained, shaking off the snow from his patrol.
You don't find it exciting? Knowing that there are vandals out there, trying to set fire to our wonderful symbol of cheer?
Julian asked, holding him close.
No, and I don't appreciate doing it in the snow,
he stated.
If we could use technology, perhaps it would be more interesting.
This game is historically accurate to the year 2000,
Julian replied apologetically.
Mostly to limit the vandals' options for goat destruction, but also to limit the guards' options for goat protection.
I really don't see the fun of this,
Naris complained as she skulked in a narrow alley between buildings.
You don't find it exciting, breaking the rules and trying to destroy this stupid tourist trap, latest in a long line of goat destroyers?
Jedzia asked, checking their supplies.
No. And I don't appreciate doing it in the snow.
Let's make a huge bonfire to warm up.
Jedzia grinned and hugged her close. Naris rolled her eyes at her girlfriend, but smiled and got her primitive energy weapon out of her backpack. The stun gun was barbaric in its simplicity, but the naked electricity should light the goat ablaze quickly.
Still no sign of them,
Julian reported, stomping the snow off his boots.
Well, it's unlikely that they'd attack with the sky still so light, and right after you finished a patrol. We have a few minutes to ourselves, at least.
Aelin reasoned. Julian grinned and went to sit on his boyfriend's lap in the small guardhouse. Jedzia raised her binoculars and watched her girlfriend slink closer to the goat, staying in Julian's blind spots. She watched Julian make a couple lazy laps at the goat, not trying very hard to look for them. When Julian finished his patrol, Jedzia clicked on her laser device and drew a small circle in the snow next to Naris. She then trained the highly concentrated photonic energy on the dry straw out of the view of the guard's window, trying to keep her aim as still as possible. In her peripheral vision, she watched a dark shape sprint to the goat, vault the fence, and disappear behind a leg. Not even a minute later, flames were licking up one of the goat's legs, and Naris was trying for a second. Jedzia gave up her attempt and ran down the stairs of the shop she'd been hiding in, giddy to congratulate her girlfriend.
The ladies have won the game,
Aelin murmured. Julian twisted to look out the window and pouted. They threw their snow gear on and went to watch the goat burn. Opening the guardhouse door and stepping out to find Naris and Jedzia standing nearby, kissing in the firelight. The end.